Perhaps a touch, yes. I think that you need a camera with better ping. That would probably help. It happens. Yo! Oh, he's got energy. Oh, it's gonna be a good night. All right. Hell yeah. Very good, very good. How was I'm about halfway. Whoa. Yeah, that's tough. George, can you also tell them that I recommend Josh? Now, you might not want to do that. Yeah.
Oh, so you finished it. You're done. Wow.
Yeah, I think once they all come together, right? Which is I'm just you now. There he goes. Yeah, I last night got to page like 230. And the like full group of like characters have like come together and are like actually the chapter that I just read was like making the plan chapter. Right. But he does his own stuff, which I enjoy, 'cause I it reads like a D&D world, so then I have my notions of like D&D, but it's got its own stuff going on as well. Yeah. Not really. I don't think so, actually. Josh read the first three chapters. Well, here's actually what trips me up related to that is there's Kane, who works at a tavern, and the owner of the tavern is named Drain, Drane, but it's pronounced Ain, So I get them flipped up. I think it's no, I think it's Drain. Sorry, I removed the DR. I'm pretty sure his name is Drain, but the other guy is Kane. And so I'm trying in my head to do one and not the other, and then sometimes I flip and well, Noah makes a point of calling out the pronunciation for Kane, and he is like of a different racial background than Drain. I'm fairly certain. Oh, Noah said it last week.
Quick question. Did you feed the cat?
I did feed the cat. Yeah. Yeah, I think he said Ichor in last week. I was going to ask. I actually don't really know where that is.
But yeah. So you can kind of explore. Get into a crash. I mean, that's a good way to use it. Huh, there you go. She's going to buy the country. What, do you take a boat to St. Martin or something? Do your Reddit research. Antigua, perhaps?
Well, it's not going back on. Tell him you were a kicker. You're too small. Yeah, kind of sounds like... You're not Travis Kelce. There's also a Sandy Island. We had a kind of similar thought in Italy. The food that we had in Italy was all great, but everybody that you talk to is like, the Italian food is like, you're never have you had food like the food in Italy. And I'm like, I don't know, like, some of the Italian restaurants I've been to around here are pretty good. Now, I had some great meals. I had great meals while I was there, but Liz and I were both like, okay, I'm not feeling like my world is being transformed, like some people say. But then I think about the family from Kansas that we met, and I'm like, okay, they're comparing this to Olive Garden, you know. Right. She did actually cut out a lot, but it sounded like she was agreeing. They can't do it themselves. Let's absolutely go. Oh, they've got standing desks now? No, it's just like, it's, no, it's not for gaming. It's just, they, modular sit-stand desk, now live on Kickstarter. Holy crap. Yeah, but this table is modular. And it has a rising surface. So you could put it down and then put make it just a regular table. Or unless we get Noah to move to New York. No, probably not. Just set up a folding table at that point, for sure. Perfect. Good point. Actually, does anyone know if Noah ended up scheduling any kind of New York trip yet? He mentioned that like a month or two ago. It did seem like he was planning like on a year scale, so we'll have to interrogate him next week. Stop! Oh my God! No, guys, I have I have much.
Great. You get a coaster. I'm actually not really sure what this means. Oh, the center? Right.
Let's do it. And the killer sabotaged his respawn coffin. No, this is another job. He thought he was out, and then he got pulled back in. Ozzy is a bulky orc with just covered in all kinds of different scars, you know, cuts, burns, the like, just heavily armed and armored. He's just a head. Isn't he just a head now? Can't believe they got you back in for this one, Lieutenant.
Holy. Zero. Let's go get our supplies. Jeez. I guess so. I'm not sure how good of a job I'm going to do navigating this transition, but we'll see how it goes. Fair enough. I got a 16.
Can I?
Probably stupid. Josh, are you in Foundry at the moment? Okay, so I'm wearing a lifting belt, and it has an ability. It only works technically for objects up to 8 bulk, but can I just use this activation to just give myself a burst of extra strength so that I can just absorb some impact? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm hoping to just give myself a little extra protection with this burst of strength. Perfect. It breaks it right in half. Mike, for the record, I was going to say that the amount of bulk was just going to be stupid big. I was not calling whatever action you were going to call stupid. Dang, man, come on. 21. The two rolls that I have made so far this session were my two highest modifier things of my whole character. Oh, I just clicked the d20. Darn it. Alright, what did I get? 7 plus 18 is 25. Josh, does my resistance to physical damage apply? All right. I will take 2 points of damage. And now what am I? A reflex save? Is that what you said? Uh-oh. All right. Yeah, I've got this, my maul, that's all I got, so. I don't think I have anything else I can argue, so. Right. Do I still get a circumstance bonus in that regard? Do we get a good look at what one of these units is? Checking my nature. They're the same. I guess we'll do perception. Sure. 24? Sure.
Right. I think 1 degree removed from, like, absolute, you know, racer's edge. I like Nier. Yeah, I don't know if I really like. You talking to me? I don't know anything about the flow of energy. I have a 10 for reflex, so it's not horrible. Oh, a 39.
Not me.
Oh. Seems like it. We look like we're inside of a sphere. Make it a pretty small sphere. Do we have any way of knowing if we've passed the barrier? Or we just gotta... We just gotta find a portal, is kind of it. Well, then we just got to go forward and, you know, see if something shows up. Probably me.
Gross.
We're gonna write walk in his direction from where we are and then continue in that direction. My character is dumb as rocks. So we gotta find the sink. No, I think we're probably going the right way. We just, we have to approach the point and then. Jerk. Because, like, so here's the question. If we keep going further and further, it's going to continue to accelerate. And what's the breaking point? Is there a breaking point? If you go the other way, probably it'll asymptotically approach zero. So it will slow, but, you know, theoretically never fully stop. So what is the breaking point in that direction? That's just gonna eat more time. I mean, it's the... Well, you think we're in a hamster ball? Take turns doing rotations.
28. So now do I go? I'm gonna go. I don't...
Yeah, we got to go to the spot and see what happens there, and if we have to break through at that spot or see if there's something there, I don't know. We don't have a choice. Heyo. I was just waiting to make sure they both made it through. And so now I will go. Is the damage zeroed for me? You subtracted over 50. Why does he have spiders? I'm gonna use a reaction to Iron. Oh no, it's not it close enough. No, I don't say no, but I don't do anything. I do nothing. Iron Command, but it's not within my champion aura. Really, the only person who doesn't want to be immobilized. This is not going to end well. That's good. That'll help. Yeah.
Oh.
My bad for last week, yeah. Alright, so I can make some kind of check to try and get out. Ugh. I would much rather. Do athletics. Oh my god. Ugh, do I just use my point to get out? Yeah, I think I have to use my point to get out. That's so sad. Jesus. Alright, I have two actions now. So, with one action, I move to here. And then I strike. Breaking the escape wasn't map, was it? All right. Fair and just. I hit anyway. Oh, big number. Those are my three actions. He's got spider eyeballs. He's got spider eyes. I succeed. Oh, that's tough. Well, it's gonna be those two.
Guardian.
That's what this whole class is about. That's the whole point. Whole point. Hold. You must have, like, had... Did you have a tripod or something? Or, I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, unfortunately, my heavy armor makes me slow, so I need to use two actions to reach him. Oh, just barely, too. That's so sad. All right, so it's a stride and then a step, just in case, to get the last bit. Doesn't seem to matter, and I'll just frickin' hit the guy. Hopefully. Alright. Let's roll some more high numbers on these d12s. Correct! That's it. Bring it on. Arachnid. Got that. These are just going to deal damage to me. To add to this first four. Okay. Okay. 4 and 19. Upon dealing damage to me, I say, you're not going to want to do that again. And, he can either drop prone as a free action, or he can take 2d6 mental damage. It's immune to prone, huh? That's up to you, Josh. I don't know... It all adds up eventually. Old Man Scrazzy should only be frightened one. Is it on your spells page of your character sheet? I feel like I got it to show up for Anzu somehow. Just sizest. All right. We're going to try to demoralize this fella. I'm going to yell out, "You're nothing. One time these guys had to save me from getting my chest caved in by a long-armed bugbear." And we will make a roll. I don't know. Let's find out. I think I have that. What does demoralize say? I don't think I have anything that would like get around that. So yes. That's what it has with the toggle switch. Yeah. That's one action. Now I'm going to hit him. Eventually. Yes, Lee.
He's not mortal, though, huh? Might as well just try to kill him. That's my best bet. I attack with map. Small doesn't... I don't have anything to deal with the map. Okay. It's not successful. I feel like it's close. That's the end of my turn. Very well armored. Thing for that. Oh my god, how fast is he? Hell yes. See you later, Stinky. So, do we just need to set up a beacon? I mean, all we had to do was get to the surface, right? With this, like... Oh, well, they'll all revive, so it's okay.
So we consumed a third of the planet with our beacon? Oh, that's huge. I thought it was going to be smaller than that. So they really only needed one success. So every other team gets left behind. Right. Cedisium, some juice. Hell yeah. Let's go. Yeah, George, we discussed this while you were away. I'm only available next Thursday. If that doesn't work for you, George, then probably the fair thing is to play on Monday. And I won't partake, but I'm pretty sure everybody else is available on Thursday if you are, George. It's Bailey's calendar that happens to have some of George's life on it. Very well. All right. Yeah. Oh. Well, you can read the book. Maybe it's time for you to become an author as well. Well earned.
Sure thing. Peace.